This is Jay Sekulow. Yesterday it was Australia. Today it's Pakistan. More tragedy, more terrorism. We'll also be talking about our immigration brief.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
This number that President Obama promised would be 5 million is now 20 million illegals.
Wait, how did you get to the 20 million?
President Obama said on TV, if you've been here 5 years or more, there will be deferred action. But Jay Johnson, this very same day, put out a memo directive to all 23 agencies under Department of Homeland Security saying that any illegal who's been here this year, as of January of 2014, they are entitled to this deferred action.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Mothers and fathers send their kids to school to learn and to be safe and to dream and to find opportunity. And particularly at this military school in Pakistan, they sent their kids there with the hope and dreams of serving their country. Instead, today they are gone, wiped away by Taliban assassins who serve a dark and almost medieval vision. Likewise, our friends in Sydney are also especially on our minds. The United States, in recent memory, has come face to face with horrific violence on our own soil. And we have seen our citizens held hostage and murdered in faraway places for the most nihilistic, devastatingly negative purposes.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Negative purposes. The Secretary of State of the United States of America said that the acts of the Taliban in Pakistan, which killed 133 people, was a negative circumstance. Was that the right word he said? Negative purpose. You see things like this, you hear things like devastatingly negative purpose. Why are we afraid to call it what it is? Horrendous acts of terrorism. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You know, Jordan, the doublespeak coming out of I know this is, all of this cuts against their narrative. What happened in Australia, what happened in Pakistan. We've got an office in Pakistan. This is, to me, unbelievable. Horrific violence, yeah, devastatingly negative purposes. It's just bizarre.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is somewhat typical of this State Department for the bizarre way that they're handling these situations. But I will say that on top of this, when you look at how they have dealt with the Middle East, how they've dealt with the situation in Australia, and how they've dealt with the reality of what we're facing, is it surprising anymore? I think that's what I want to ask people. Are they surprised by this State Department anymore? And how do they think that we can fight back? Because I think we have to realize that two more years of this could be very damaging.
I don't think there's any doubt about it, folks. We're talking about this issue of terrorism. We're talking also about our immigration brief due tomorrow, actually later today. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that. We're talking about all of these issues. And the issue of presidential leadership. I made a statement when I testified a couple weeks back on Capitol Hill that impatient presidents don't get to change the United States Constitution. That's precise. Impatient presidents may not violate the Constitution if they don't get their way. But the president acts like if he doesn't get his way, he's just going to do whatever he wants. What is your reaction to this? I want to hear from the American people on this. What's your reaction to all this? 1-800-684-3110. And then, of course, you've got the Secretary of State saying that these acts of terror, doesn't call them terrorism, calls them devastatingly negative purposes. I don't even know what that means, by the way. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Hey, folks, last day for you to sign on to that brief going in on the immigration case. This is a challenge to the president's unilateral action. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 is the number. I'm encouraging everyone from all 50 states to sign on. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign as well at ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for. The music you're hearing is from our EP called Hope of Jerusalem. It's available wherever you buy your digital music, including Amazon, iTunes, and wherever else you might get your music. Hope of Jerusalem, Jay Sekulow Band. All proceeds going to the persecuted church. And again, to sign on the brief, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice engages the critical issues protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. It's vital work that could not be accomplished without your generosity, your financial support. Now you can make a tremendous difference with our matching challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We really need to hear from you now. Please support the ACLJ. Your gift made today will be doubled, a gift that will keep us on the front lines protecting you and your family. Support the ACLJ and your gift will be doubled. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. By the way, that song you're hearing is from our EP, Hope of Jerusalem. It's available, as I say, wherever you buy your digital music by the Jay Sekulow Band. All the proceeds going to our work at the for the persecuted church. Let me say this also. We want to encourage you to sign on to our brief. This is the last day for you to do it. We're filing this brief in Texas. We're representing members of Congress, including Senator Ted Cruz, Congressman Bob Goodlatte, and others, as well as we're trying to really get representation from all 50 states. So this is where you come in. You could really make a difference here. We want you on this brief. You could do it at aclj.org. That's aclj.org or simply 1-877-989-2255. aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And I encourage you to sign on to that brief today. Also, very important here, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for. That's aclj.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, we've got an office in Pakistan. This is a horrendous situation. An assault led by the Taliban on a Pakistani military-run school left 141 people dead. 132 of those folks are kids. It's the worst attack to hit the country in years. Jordan, what's your sense? What are you hearing?
This is a major terror attack within a country that has been questioned for supporting terrorism. And what it underscores is that even in these governments which are somewhat more friendly to groups like the Taliban and are willing to talk to the Taliban, you'll see what they will do when they see a vulnerability. And now this goes beyond a small-scale terror attack. We're talking about 141 people dead, 132 are children. And they say it was a relatively small number of militants from the Taliban group, one that's based in Pakistan, that's attempting to overthrow the government there.
Yeah, this is, folks, we've got an office there where we represent persecuted church members, persecuted Christians, but this is horrendous. I want to underscore something Jordan just said. These are governments that tend to look the other way on the terrorists. They tend to look the other way, the terrorists in their own country, and this is what you get. You can't look the other way. Keep your eye on them. That's the lesson from Australia. That's the lesson in Canada. That's the lesson we've seen in the United States. That is the lesson we're seeing around the globe. And those governments that think they can be friendly to these terrorist groups and somehow that's going to give them peace, there is no peace when you do that. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110 on both immigration and the situation in Pakistan. Jordan, let's go to a call.
Sure. Let's go to Mario calling from North Carolina on line 4 about immigration. Mario, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mario.
Hi there. It's my first time calling in.
Great.
So thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just very quickly want to say that I've been a Christian almost my entire life. I come from a background of, preachers and ministers,
yes,
Christians. And so it's, I just want to make a comment about immigration issues.
Yeah.
I know a lot of times people, get a little upset about what's going on, and I get into it as well, because a lot of times people don't understand what that entails about, kicking people out of the country, per se. It's a lot more than that. People don't understand that there are families being separated, there are children being separated from parents. There's people who's actually suffering a lot because of these issues with immigration, and they have make politics out of these issues. And it's not a politics issue; it's an immigration issue. It's a human rights issues that we need to take care of. And when
Mario, can I jump in here for a second? I'm going to let you continue, but I want to play for you something that I said. Do we have the bite, Will, where I actually held up my grandfather's immigration papers? We're going to get that. I'll play that in a moment. But let me play this one, too. And this will give you a sense of what I'm talking about, Mario, in our position, number 12.
Immigration law was complex for my grandfather in 1931, and it is still complex today. The Constitution, however, is not. Our system of government is straightforward. Congress writes the law. The president executes the law. The judiciary interprets the law. This is the separation of powers mandated by our Constitution. The president does not make the law.
So, Mario, I'm with you on, I believe in comprehensive immigration reform, and that includes a comprehensive security of the borders, pathways to citizenship under certain circumstances, I believe in. But I don't believe that the president has the authority to just do this. And, Jordan, that really is the conflict in Washington right now. There's a lot of people that want immigration reform, but the president, I actually think, Mario, and I'll let you talk in a moment, but, Jordan, I think the president set that debate back when he took unilateral action.
Well, that's right. I do think that we will not see comprehensive immigration reform in the final 2 years of the Obama presidency. It will not be something the history books write about when it comes to him. He will not get credit for it, because ultimately what he's done here is it's a deferred action. Presidents in the future, even if they don't totally revoke it, will have to do something different. And I think by doing this, he may get some short-term benefit, though politically he's not going to see any kind of advantage to it. The elections are over for him. He doesn't have any more midterms. He doesn't have to get reelected again. And so ultimately, for legacy purposes, I think this is pretty minor.
Yeah, Mario, let me play this for you. And this is a little bit of a longer bite, and then I want to let you comment on this, because I appreciate the way you've handled this. And I want you to understand exactly my position. And you have to understand something else. I'm the grandson of an immigrant. I actually said that on Capitol Hill. Take a listen.
It is humbling for this grandson of a Russian immigrant to be before this committee today. My father is in the audience. His father, my grandfather, came to the United States in 1914. In 1929, he applied for citizenship, filed a petition for naturalization. My daughter-in-law found this online. 2 years later, a United States District Court judge in Brooklyn, New York, granted Sam Sekulow his status. She found that order as well. I believe in immigration. I'm the grandson of that Russian immigrant. I get to argue cases before the Supreme Court of the United States and appear before this committee. It's a humbling thing.
So, Mario, I want you to hear my heart on that. But what I can't accept is a president doing this unilaterally. So, I mean, it sounds like you've wrestled with the issue. How would you deal with that?
I think most of all, as Christians, not as politics,
yeah,
as human beings, and as Christians, before we get involved in any politics, really have to look inside ourselves, in our lives, and really ask ourselves, what does God want me to do with this situation? How can we handle this?
But don't you think part of that calculus, Mario, has to be we live under a rule of law, and if the law needs to be changed, which I think it does, there are processes upon which it can change. And my heart's with you on the need for a comprehensive immigration reform, which I again say includes the comprehensive security of our borders and the right safeguards in place. But Jordan, Mario brings up good points as a believer. Sure, I'm sympathetic. And I said that at the committee, that I'm sympathetic for the comprehensive immigration reform. But what I can't do is let a president do this, Jordan, unchecked. That's the problem here, which, as Jordan said, set it back probably through his presidency, it will not happen.
Yeah, that's right. And so the idea here is this is not so much about immigration reform. That's the short-term political benefit and victory that President Obama is trying to get out of this. It's really about presidential power and executive power, the separation of powers, when Congress has to act, when the president can act unilaterally, and the expansion of those powers. It's really maximizing it. We saw the host from Univision talk about that the president is trying to go as far as possible. This is the Univision anchor, Jorge Ramos, who, again, he talked to CNN about his interview with President Obama, and he said that, you know, this is pushing the president as establishing his power. Now, to me, that sounds like a dictator. Take a listen, Byte 33.
I'm noticing also a much more assertive president. It's a president who is establishing his power. And he realizes perfectly that he's not going to be able to work with Congress. And I'm remembering what he mentioned in his book, Audacity of Hope. He warned about how power can change you in the White House, the isolation that the White House creates. And I think President Barack Obama is going precisely of that process right now.
I want to see if we have the bite where I just the portion where I say, well, let me play the, how long is it? Let me play this bite. This is the problem with the whole situation.
In our view, President Obama's actions are unconstitutional. President Obama's actions are unlawful. President Obama's actions violate the separation of powers. And in conclusion, even with sympathy to the cause of immigration reform, impatient presidents may not violate the Constitution if they don't get their way.
I think that's it at the end of the day. Impatient presidents don't get to violate the law if they don't get their way and violate the Constitution. If you want to join us in this brief, this is historic, folks. I need representation from all 50 states. It's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I urge you to sign on to this brief. By the way, I'm going to play coming back. More statements coming out of the State Department on Israel that are very, very troubling. You're going to want to stay tuned for that after the break. But again, if you want to sign on to that brief, folks, I need one person from every state right now to go to the phones and sign on to this brief. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Any amount that you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. ACLJ.org is the way to do that. ACLJ.org. And our CD, this is one you're hearing right now, Hope of Jerusalem, available wherever you get digital music. Proceeds going to our work for the persecuted church. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. And Rise of ISIS in bookstores everywhere.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The American Center for Law and Justice engages the critical issues protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. It's vital work that could not be accomplished without your generosity, your financial support. Now you can make a tremendous difference with our matching challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We really need to hear from you now. Please support the ACLJ. Your gift made today will be doubled. A gift that will keep us on the front lines protecting you and your family. Support the ACLJ and your gift will be doubled. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
folks. By the way, that is from our album called Hope of Jerusalem, Prince of Peace, available wherever you buy your digital music. As I said, the proceeds go into our work here at the ACLJ for the persecuted church. In light of everything else that's going on, also more news, troubling news coming out of the State Department, something we've been following for about a week and a half, and that is this idea that there may be some resolutions coming out of the UN once again going after Israel, and this time the United States may be silent. Let's play number 25, and that's probably the best one. Let's go for number 25.
Have you been told by the Palestinians that they are for certain going to submit a proposal? Because you said no proposal. You have not seen any proposal, correct?
There have been a range of proposals that you all have reported on that have been out there.
Like in a final draft.
I'm not going to get into specifics of our diplomatic conversations with the Palestinians. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they've said publicly they have an interest in doing that. So, but there are a range of options out there.
But you remain opposed in principle to any kind of proposal at the United Nations.
Well, right? I'm not going to prejudge. That's not our policy, as you know. I'm not going to prejudge a language we haven't seen yet that hasn't been tabled.
Does the United States still hold to vetoing such a proposal when it comes before?
Again, I'm not going to get ahead of a proposal that hasn't even been tabled at the UN.
Why in the world, Jordan, would they not say, of course, if there's an opposition to Israel, we're going to oppose it?
It's unbelievable. Again, the idea that the administration won't be clear. Yeah, from the State Department spokesperson, they won't just say, listen, we have a history. You see what we've done in the past. When we stand with Israel, we don't expect anything to be any different, though nothing's been done yet. You know, that kind of thing. Instead of saying, we'll just wait and see what happens and not really trying to proactively stop the Palestinians from taking this action and letting them know that whatever they do will be won't do anything because the United States will stand in the way.
I think it's pretty unbelievable, actually, that this is taking place right now and the United States not standing with Israel. What does that mean for our country? All right, we're taking your calls on a whole host of issues, 1-800-684-3110. Again, if you want to sign that brief, it's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. I'm going to lay that same challenge out, folks. I need one person from every state, at least, probably 10 from every state, to call us right now and sign on to that brief so I've got representation from all 50 states. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're going back into the phones here.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Sydney in California, line 2. Sydney, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Sydney.
Yeah, hi. It's discouraging when our president doesn't know the Constitution, where it says, in the year of our Lord, 1787, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 12th, where God is mentioned four times in the Declaration of Independence.
Yep.
And Jesus is mentioned in the year of our Lord.
Right.
How do you say that we're no longer a Christian nation?
Well, let me tell you how. You want to hear it? Here's how. Play it.
You know, I've said before that one of the great strengths of the United States is, although, as I mentioned, we have a very large Christian population, we do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or a Jewish
nation.
That's
how you say it. And he said it. And I think the world has gone into tumult ever since, quite frankly, Sydney. Not just because of the way he said it, but the fact that he actually believes that we're not based on a Judeo-Christian principle. He says we're a nation of principles, the whole idea. It's ridiculous. But you know what? This is the policy of the administration. Elections have consequences. This is one of the consequences. We're going right back to the phones. You want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Leslie in Washington State, online 5. Leslie, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Jay. I appreciate the work you people
Thanks.
Are doing. The Constitution specifically provides that all persons who go for presidency are to take an oath of office
right.
to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United
Correct.
States. Other
it's called the oath, it's called the oath clause. Yep.
Yes. Other presidents have been impeached for much less than what Obama has done.
Well, here's the thing. You got to understand something, Leslie. There's a fundamental difference between an impeachable act and a policy decision you disagree with. And the president is, like on the executive action, that's a question for the courts to decide. That doesn't rise to the level of impeachment. I mean, it just doesn't. I mean, you're frustrated, but, as I said, impatient presidents don't get to, change the Constitution and violate the law. But they also aren't impeached for an executive action in this context. I don't think that's an impeachable offense. I think it's a bad policy. I think it's illegal, and I think we've got to take court action to correct it, but it doesn't rise to the level of impeachment. And, Jordan, that's also not a productive conversation right now in reality.
No, it's not. I mean, that's not, again, it's not going to happen. We have to deal with the reality of what the politics are right now for the next 2 years. We know there's going to be a Republican majority in the Senate. It's not a veto-proof majority. It's not a filibuster-proof majority. So we're going to have to work hard and try to come together as much as possible. That doesn't mean we can't try some reforms. I don't want to say that there's no chance for reform at all, but I do think we have to hold our ground as conservatives for the next 2 years because President Obama and his team are going to do everything they can to push conservatives into a corner and also divide and conquer the right.
Yeah, I don't think there's any – that is the strategy, by the way. Folks, we're here for another 30 minutes. If you're not getting the full hour of the broadcast, just go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there. You can also listen to it on our ACLJ app. But again, we're here for another 30 minutes. SiriusXM, of course, you're hearing the whole broadcast, a number of stations as well. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. Let's try to grab one more call in here before the end of the segment. Who's next, Jordan?
Sure. Let's go to Pastor Al in New York on line four. He's got a different view. Pastor, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate that. You know, we are supposed to be Christians, Jay, and the Bible says we are not under the law, but under grace. Please let me finish. I know you're going to want to bring these things in. I heard with my own ears the Republicans say they won't pass any bill, anything that Obama puts up, because they want to keep him down.
You heard that with your own ears? Exactly when did you hear that?
I heard that.
When?
And I did hear it. I don't know the date or the time.
Uh-huh. And what exactly? Make sure I'm right here, Al. Exactly what did it say? Which Republican said this, by the way?
One of the leaders.
So one of the leaders said, we're not going to pass anything of President Obama's period.
That's what I heard him say.
Yeah, well, okay. You know how many bills they passed? Jordan, what's the number of bills that passed? Was it 2,000 pieces of legislation in subparts?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, we've got
more regulations than any other administration in U.S. history.
Full funding of the government through everything but DHS through September of 2015. We're talking about, again, a government that has been pretty active in getting things done. It's just been the controversial things where there hasn't been movement. That's because President Obama's really made that difficult.
Al, I want you to hang on the line. We got to take a break now, but I want to finish up this conversation with you after the break. Hey, folks, we are going into a break again. SiriusXM, you got the full hour of the broadcast. If not, just go to ACLJ.org. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We'll get to your calls right after the break, 1-800-684-3110. Okay, folks, here's what I want you to do. All 50 states, I need somebody, multiple people from every state, go to ACLJ.org right now or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that brief. I need all 50 states represented, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, we're in a matching challenge campaign, folks. Any amount you donate, we're getting a matching gift for it, the ACLJ. ACLJ.org. It's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to participate in our matching challenge. If you like this music, you can get it wherever you buy digital music. Hope of Jerusalem, Jay Sekulow Band.
It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
7. We are taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We're talking about a variety of topics. We have Pastor Al on from Brooklyn, New York. We're running out of time in the last segment, but I want to let you finish, Al. So let me ask you this. Do you believe that the president can unilaterally, on his own, change the law in the United States? Do you believe that presidents can change the law?
First of all, he's the president.
Yes. Do you believe that presidents can change the law?
He has the most authority in the country.
Oh, he does?
You know that.
Oh, he does? He has the most authority in the country, really? I thought we had three co-equal branches of government.
A chance to talk.
Well, it makes sense.
I'm also a son of immigrants. My father was from Russia. My grandfather also from Russia.
Me too.
Let me say, I know you too. But listen, we have to show grace.
Okay, no one's saying showing grace. But do you believe that a president can change the law on his own?
Wait a minute. The Bible says pray for those in authority.
Okay.
I never heard you pray for anyone in authority.
Well, you haven't listened. That's not true, Al. So that was a cheap shot and not true, number one. Obviously you're not listening to this program regularly. Number one. Number two, what does praying for those in authority have to do with, and tell me this, have to do with a president unilaterally changing the law? What's the difference between a president, Al, and a king?
What's the difference between the president and a king? Immigration bill, he has to do what he has to do.
Oh, okay. If the other party doesn't pass the bill you want, you got to do what you got to do. You know who gets to do that? Dictators, kings, monarchs, not elected presidents. So, Al, let me make a suggestion with due respect. Your grandparents came here for a reason, right?
Definitely.
Why'd they leave?
The pogroms.
Mine too. So you know why they were pogroms? Because the czar left unchecked. Because there wasn't a constitutional republic. We live under a constitutional republic. Czars don't exist in the United States. That's the way it's supposed to be. I appreciate your call, Al. We fundamentally disagree on this. I mean, I don't think there's anything to do with praying for the president. It's not a bad thing. It's a required. No one disagrees. Showing grace. If you listen to what I've said about the immigration issue, I think comprehensive reform is mandated. But presidents don't get to do it on their own. And Jordan, at the end of the day, that is the legal issue.
Yeah, that is the issue at play. It's not really about the immigration issue. That's kind of the side of what it's about. But this is really about the power being used. And if you believe in a presidency where they can do whatever they need to do, or a presidency that, you know, sometimes they're not going to get done what they want because they can't convince Congress to support it. They can't convince Congress to get through a law that they can sign. And if they can't agree with Congress, they decide they're not going to work with compromising, that they're not going to be able to get their way on things. They can't just decide when this power exists and when it doesn't.
You know, what Al was saying, if you listen to what he said, folks, it's scary. Presidents can do whatever they want if Congress doesn't allow them. That is not the way a constitutional republic works. I understand the passion on the issue of immigration, but my goodness, that is not the way to do it. I had a conversation this morning with a friend of mine, Mexican-American. And we were talking about this. And, you know, he was concerned about the way this is going because it affects friends of his that are in line legally. All right, folks, here's what we need you to do. I need you on the brief, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We come back from the break, we're going to take more of your phone calls. That's 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget, folks, we're in a matching challenge campaign. This is the last 2 weeks here are big for us. It's our biggest 2 weeks of the year. We need your help. ACLJ.org. We've got a long way to go to get to our goal. About $2 million away. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Very critical that we hear from you again. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 for the matching challenge campaign.
The American Center for Law and Justice engages the critical issues protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. It's vital work that could not be accomplished without your generosity, your financial support. Now you can make a tremendous difference with our matching challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200.
We really need to hear from you now. Please support the ACLJ. Your gift made today will be doubled, a gift that will keep us on the front lines protecting you and your family. Support the ACLJ and your gift will be doubled. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Hope of Jerusalem. It's available wherever you get digital music, and all the proceeds are going to our work for the persecuted church. Jordan, let's go to Sarah out of Rockville, Maryland.
Sure, Sarah. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Sarah.
Thank you so much. Two things have happened. When I listened to Reverend Al, he reminded me of Mario. I was going to refer to Mario. I've lived in the illegal alien community in Maryland for 20 years.
Yep.
I'm very familiar, and I speak Spanish. What about God had decided to have someone born in Central America? Why are they not there doing something for that country? Why do they always have to come here and then say, Jesus would let us in? Would Jesus?
Here's the thing. I am, just so you understand, Sarah, I am very pro-immigration. I think what America is a nation primarily of immigrants. Unless you're Native American, you're an immigrant to the United. Your lineage is a lineage to immigration. So I'm not opposed to people wanting to better themselves and coming to the greatest country on earth and seeing what they can do and how they can help our culture and our society. And I'm thrilled that we're a land of immigrants. I mean, I really am, because if we didn't, let me tell you something. Jay Sekulow wouldn't be here today on this radio broadcast. So, and Jordan Sekulow would not be here either. So believe me, I am in favor of immigration, and I want comprehensive reform. And I said it, I'm in favor of a pathway to citizenship. I think there should be a secure to the borders that is for real. But Jordan, you said this earlier. I think it's really worth repeating, and this goes to it, Sarah. It is, people desiring to come here is not a bad thing, and people are coming from bad situations. I understand that. The question is the law in which it is going to be applied. And that, Jordan, is fundamentally the issue. I think you isolated it before. It's not the issue of immigration. It is the process upon which we're getting there. And your view is the president has set that back to at least the end of his administration.
Oh, yeah. And I think further than that, I think we could be a decade away from ever, you know, getting comprehensive reform. And there's a question about whether we ever will because of how political it's become. And I have to question leaders in the Hispanic community, the Latino community, whether or not it's all about politics to them, too. Short term political gains rather than actual human beings, families reuniting. And the idea that, what, we just want people off the book, you know, as long as they don't have to get deported, they don't really care if they're on the books in the sense of on a pathway to citizenship. That doesn't seem right either,
yep.
That we are just going to keep people hanging like that, and yet that's somehow acceptable to that community.
And you also need to know the numbers here, folks. I mean, it's not 4 million people. It's a staggering number. Listen to what Arizona Sheriff Paul Babusa, this was, I guess, on Neil Cavuto's broadcast yesterday. This is the sheriff from Arizona. Take a listen.
This number that President Obama promised would be 5 million is now 20 million illegals.
Wait, how did you get to the 20 million figure?
President Obama said on TV, if you've been here 5 years or more, there will be deferred action. But Jay Johnson, this very same day, put out a memo directive to all 23 agencies under Department of Homeland Security saying that any illegal who's been here this year, as of January of 2014, they are entitled to this deferred action.
What does it mean for guys like you?
It means the situation is going to get worse because these 20 million who are here, now they're going to be able to stay here with full legal authority, and it sends the wrong message. It undermined the rule of law, and that it's a neon sign flashing to the millions and millions of illegals who have yet to come here that come make it to the border and you're home free.
There you have it. So this is the nature. You're talking, this is staggering numbers, folks. All right, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We've got a call coming in on about Christmas. I want to take that one from Jimmy in a moment. But if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. Again, last day to sign on to the brief, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And don't forget, we're in that matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for. ACLJ.org is the easiest way to do that. ACLJ.org. Jordan, let's take Jimmy's call in Frederick, Colorado.
Jimmy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah. Hi. I just have a problem here in my hometown that
sure.
I live in.
Yep.
And at my son's schools, unfortunately, the teachers had told my sons that if they say God in school or anything about Christmas, that they'll be suspended.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What grade are your kids in?
One of them's in fourth grade, and the other one is in high school.
Okay, and is this
and
in?
He's in ninth.
Okay, and is this in, where is this in Colorado?
It's in Frederick, Colorado.
Which is, help me where that is, what area?
It's in, we're on the, I suppose you could say, on the east.
Okay,
side
so
of,
have you gone in and talked to the school administration about this yet?
No, I haven't, but it's been kind of bugging me for a long time because my kids keep talking about it.
Well, when did the Christmas, the thing with Christmas, you know, you can't say Merry Christmas or whatever it is, when did that come up?
That came up last week.
Okay.
My son had came to me and he says, if I say that, or they're telling kids if they hear another kid say it, they said
right.
that they need to tell the students.
All right. Well, that is okay. That is incorrect as a matter of law. And what we can do is you have access to a computer, right?
Yes, I do. Have
okay, go over to ACLJ.org, go to the website. And when you go to the website, if you need assistance, there is a line for you to email in your request for assistance. And you could do that. And, Will, can we get the link up and tell me where that is so I can get this to Jimmy right away? Or we can give him he could also call in our 800 number as well. Let me put you on hold here. We'll get you the information. But I'm going to get the link so others that need it can have it. But this way, if you need legal help, and if you go to our resources section, I think it's right there. It says get our help. Actually, just go to ACLJ.org, go to the resources right on the top banner, hit get our help, and there's a little form you fill out, and we will get right on that. Jimmy, we can get a letter out to the school district and get that clarified for you immediately. So you do that. Go to ACLJ.org, look at resources, and we'll get one of our lawyers. And I'll tell our office in Virginia to be on the lookout for it, Jimmy. We appreciate your call. We'll get that resolved right away. Christmas is not a crime in the schools. Let's go right back to the phones, 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Yep, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Russ in Utah, online 5. Russ, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Russ.
Hello, sir. Hey, just want to know, what are the differences or similarities between Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation and what Barack Obama did?
So the difference is on the Emancipation Proclamation was based on the Constitution because there's an article of the Constitution that requires the equal protection of the laws. and the laws were not being applied equally to African-Americans. They were now African-Americans, but black citizens, they were not given citizenship. They were considered property. That violated the Constitution itself. And a president is at its highest authority to issue a executive action, in that particular case, the Emancipation Proclamation, if, in fact, it is in response to a constitutional duty or a constitutional authority. And there, there's a framework, there's a three-part framework that the courts have put in front of them called the Youngstown Steele case. Youngstown Steele laid out what the presidential authority is for proclamations like this or for executive action. And it's at its highest when it's based on a statute or the Constitution. Here it's based on the Constitution. That is, the Constitution prohibits basically discrimination or denial of equal protection of the laws. With black people in the United States, they were not given the equal protections of the law, period. President issues a proclamation. He had the constitutional authority to do it. It was binding and of effect. So that's the difference. Does that help, Russ?
Very much.
Thank you. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're talking about we've had calls from dealing with this tragedy in Pakistan to a Christmas situation in a school in Colorado. To the Emancipation Proclamation today. So we're taking calls on a variety of topics. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan in a minute is going to let you know how you can sign on to this brief. But, Jordan, very quickly here, Washington right now pretty much getting to the standstill stage?
Yeah, it's pretty close. I mean, it's wrapping up. And then, you know, you'll see that the Congress basically over. And then, and this is mostly just some work in the United States Senate. And then, you know, the new Congress will come in first week of January.
So it's going to be a pretty quiet 2 weeks, although we have a brief, folks. Ready for this? We've got one due today, one due December 29th to the Supreme Court of the United States on another Obamacare challenge. And the one, of course, today's on immigration. If you want to sign on to that brief, I need all 50 states represented. Jordan's going to tell you how.
You call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org. You can join this committee right now. But I encourage you, the time is running out. So pick up that phone, make that toll-free call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 2255, or go to aclj.org. We've also got a new letter up. Pastor Saeed Abedini was able to dictate to a family member who was able to visit him in prison in Iran last week, a Christmas message. Check that out at aclj.org. We'll be right back.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The American Center for Law and Justice engages the critical issues protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. It's vital work that could not be accomplished without your generosity, your financial support. Now you can make a tremendous difference with our matching challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. We really need to hear from you now. Please support the ACLJ. Your gift made today will be doubled. A gift that will keep us on the front lines protecting you and your family. Support the ACLJ and your gift will be doubled. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Sharing the blame for the sin.
our children's children, never be touched by the sting of the grain. I'm thinking about those kids in Pakistan today. You know, the hope for all of this at the end of the day is Jesus. We know that. And you see these tragedies, whether it's in Australia or in Pakistan or so many other places in the world. Those four kids beheaded for their faith in Iraq. I mean, it's just appalling. And that's what we need to be praying for. It's the peace that only God can bring. That's in our album, Hope of Jerusalem. I encourage you to get that wherever you buy your digital music. It is was a labor of love here by our team, Jay Sekulow Band, and a lot of the guys you've heard on this broadcast before, both in interviews and playing. All the songs you're hearing at Christmas this year are by our band. And you buy that wherever you get digital music, and whatever proceeds we get from it are going to fund our work for the persecuted church, which I need to say, by the way, is going to be training. It looks like now close to 30 lawyers in Oxford, England, and not just lawyers and government affairs people from all over the world in Oxford, England, at Oxford University, at Harris Manchester College in March. We're going to have representations from literally Africa, Europe, the Middle East, just places we can't even announce that are coming in on the issue of persecution, especially this growing concern with Turkey. And your support for the ACLJ lets that happen. We could not do it without you. And I want to thank you, those of our members. We've had a great year. We've been able to do two programs at Oxford next year already scheduled, and we may get a third one because of your support for the ACLJ. We're in a matching challenge campaign this month. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And we encourage you to do that. Again, ACLJ.org is the easiest way. We are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, let's go to Jenny calling in from Texas on line 6. Jenny, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, so thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was calling because I was listening to a couple of other callers, and I was just astounded by their viewpoint. I'm a daughter, first-generation daughter of immigrants that came here from Haiti just because of the dictatorship that was going on here.
Yep.
They were allowed refugee status. And thus, they ended up being naturalized, but they had to go through a lot just to do that. And
sure.
So for the president to, you know, I don't know, just do something like that undermines everything that they've worked hard for. And what about the people who paid money?
Well, and what about, you know, Jenny, you bring up a really good point, and Jordan's talked about this. I'm going to let him respond to it. What about the people that have been waiting in line? I mean, my grandfather went through the same process your family did, and it took a while. But Jordan, go ahead on that.
Well, that's right, and that's part of our system is that we do want space for people who, when there are difficult situations around the world, and you know, that's when presidents have taken action before, when they have had to make a quick decision to allow a certain group of people in from a certain country or because of their background and because they're being persecuted, because the country is led by a dictator, you know, that there's an emergency reason. And you don't want to have a system that's so clogged that you can't make those decisions anymore. And that's an appropriate time for a president to act, many would say. It's when you have to act immediately. There's a genocide going underway or the threat of a genocide going underway or violence or a crisis or even a natural disaster and people just need refuge. That's when you need to have space in the United States.
And I think the thing there is, Jenny, that your parents came here with the status and work through the legal process, right?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, and I think that's the example we want to set. That doesn't mean the status can't be better or the country can't be better. I think it clearly can. And the operation of the system needs to be better and more efficient. I think we all agree with that. But at the end of the day, I want to encourage people that are listening to understand that we're in favor of comprehensive immigration reform. What we're not in favor of is lawlessness. And that's the differential. And you got to know who's coming here, and you got to secure your borders. Those are all part of it. And you could have all of that and comprehensive immigration reform, but presidents don't get to do this by themselves. Jordan, you've said it three times today, but I think it bears repeating again. What this is not about is immigration reform.
That's right. This is ultimately about presidential power, the separation of powers, how much Congress has now delegated the lawmaking over to the president. Will they be able to get that power back? And are we seeing a transformation in the way presidents operate?
Well, and you look at that. I mean, when the last line you said, you know, looking at a transformation the way the presidents operate, nobody wants to see that. I mean, that's the reality is you don't want that for your country. And that's what we're talking about here. Let's take another call at 800-684-3110.
Yep, Daniel in Nevada, line two. Daniel, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Welcome, Jay. Jay, I just wanted to make a quick comment on, I'm a contractor in Nevada, and what's going to happen to the contractors or people that have been fined for hiring illegal aliens? And not just that, it starts a chain reaction. How can anybody give somebody a letter knowing that they're...
Well, let me make it even more complicated for you. Jordan, under the plan, it's true. We looked at this. If you hire someone that's under the new theory, you don't have to pay for the health insurance. The employer, go ahead with that.
People will have work permits, but they're not eligible for Obamacare, so they won't count for those purposes because they can't be part of the exchanges. They can't be part of the coverage there. And so you could hire all these people, but they're not getting the full benefit of the support that normal people with work permits, even non-citizens, but people who are legal, lawful permanent residents or lawful residents, even with temporary work permits, would be receiving.
So this presents, it's a whole host of problems there, Daniel. We appreciate your call, and thank you for calling. Folks, I want to play about a minute and a half here or so of our song, Hope of Jerusalem. Take a listen.
To understand more, friends brought together. Conversation, passions and concerns of this holy land. All of the faces grown sallow with conflict, bringing the thoughts to the question I ask. Without understanding, we can't have agreement between. As all of our
watch our broadcasts on TBN, Daystar, all the Christian TV networks that we're on. This week's episode actually has our band's performance of this song, and we encourage you to take a listen to that or take a look at that. You can, by the way, see it on our website. Just go to videos, and that'll have the most recent television broadcast. Or if you watch your regular Christian station, television station, you could look at it certainly there. It'll be playing multiple times. But it'll give you a real sense of our heart in this song. It's available wherever you get digital music. It's called Hope of Jerusalem. The cover of the album is just incredible by my friend Armand Serrano. He's done great work with Disney, and he's got this beautiful shot of the nativity that he drew. It's just magnificent. So it's a really great production all the way around. And, of course, our matching challenge campaign, folks, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.